Live from Piranha Park, it's the Mitch and Murph podcast, talking all things Coburg Football Club. Thanks to Ryman Healthcare.
And bang, we're back. Episode 5 of Mitch and Murph's podcast for season 2019. And as always, Mitchy, we're brought to the show by Ryman Healthcare and Piranha Foods. Massive show again.
We have a huge show today, and we went missing for a couple of weeks.
We did.
Life got in the way. We had a couple of big things going on, but funny enough, so we haven't been on for probably a month now.
Yeah, definitely a month.
But we actually did film 2 weeks ago. So, As you know, Mitch and Murph, we're a fortnightly show, and we did film 2 weeks ago. We had to go up to Sydney, so Coburg paid for that one.
Thanks, Coburg.
And we actually met Vance Joy and done the podcast. It was
Best show we've done.
We performed well. We asked all the right questions. He gave us a lot. He actually sung Riptide as well, like we said we'd get him to do. Technical difficulties. It's gone missing. It's somewhere in the cloud. We don't know what happened with it. So today, Vance called us. He said, boys, look, do you want me to come back and do it again? And we've actually gone with one of our teammates today. We said, sorry, champ, Vance. We've actually gone with Joshy Guthrie. So welcome, Guth.
Yes, thank you. Big podcast man, but... it's probably still the best one I've come across, I reckon.
Unreal.
Definitely. Obviously, Guth listens to a fair few podcasts, but as you said, Mitch and Murph up the top. So Guth is here, obviously, halfback flank of the Coburg Footy Club. Does just recently sort of takes our kick outs.
Exclusively one type of kick, though, and the big dirty barrel.
Yes, the old torpedo, the tube. He's got onto a few of those lately. Very high football IQ. So it'll be interesting to ask him some hard-hitting footy questions later on in the podcast. But yeah, welcome, Josh. It's a long time coming, isn't it?
It has been a while, been in the works for probably 4 or 5 weeks, and then we always say we're going to do it, but something comes up, as Pod said, so good to be here.
We're here.
That's it. So we haven't won any games over the last 4 weeks so here at Coburg, so we're not going to do a roundup anymore. No, just kidding. We will. We will do our roundup. We wouldn't do that. So round 9, we had a loss to Sandringham, 10 points. So another close loss. Big Swizzy, as the little kids call him. Big Swizzy. 52 hitouts. Lance Bunks and Dicko all racked them up as usual. But yeah, another close loss heading into round 10.
In round 10, we had the Headley-Smith game. That's pretty much the most important thing that happened that day. But yeah, we played Northern Blues up at Preston City Oval, and we lost by 17 points. It was a wet and windy day, and stoppages everywhere, and the sort of ground that it was just so congested everywhere. But the great man Headley kicked 5 on debut. Just no one could believe it, and it was a great day. It would have been even better if we won, but we couldn't quite get over the line. But in the midfield, Lance had just a quiet 42 touches, and but not one tackle. So
defensive efforts.
At least you got some room for improvement somewhere, Lance, because you pretty much nailed it everywhere else that day.
That's it. And you mentioned Headley there. Obviously, 5 snags on debut, which is huge. Massive Super Coach points. But Headley-Smith actually went down. We played on the Sunday. Headley went down to the ground on the Saturday, the day before, and had some pot shots from the pockets.
He did.
So yeah. There's no wonder that he didn't miss on the day and had an absolute cracker. That is preparation at its best. So congrats to Headley, obviously line of the round that week. Moving on, round 11, we played Richmond, top of the ladder. Big loss there. It was sort of a real wake-up call. We went all the way out to Beaconsfield, so that's probably the issue. Let's be serious. But yeah, we didn't turn up. They were very structured and really taught us about our ball movement, I suppose. Yeah. And only shining light, I'd say, was Tyson Lever. He's had a very consistent year, would you agree, Podsy?
Hasn't he? He's killed it this year, that man. And he doesn't look like he's slowing down at all. But then the week after, so the most recent game we played was on the weekend. It was against Casey and we lost by 15 points. Another close loss. I'm sure you're probably sick of us saying that, another close loss, that's what it was.
Them three words, another close loss. Yeah. They're just hurting at the moment, aren't they?
So, as it turned out, we won every quarter except for the second and lost by 15 points. So, yeah, we got some things to tidy up on, but we couldn't quite get it right for the whole day that day. Inside mids killed it that day. Bunks and Lance, probably sick of us saying that as well, but they both had great months of footy and unreal form at the moment.
And we'll give a quick shout out to JJ, who had a couple of awesome moments on the weekend. Well, yes. Not so awesome. Firstly, he got ragdolled by Big Prusy. So Big Prusy pretty much threw him over the fence. That was quite amusing for the fans.
Hilarious.
And VFL media went up and about on Facebook. So well done, JJ. And then also shaking hands off the ground. We had some AFL experience playing on Saturday for Casey, Jordan Lewis. So how many games has he played now?
You may have heard of him. I think he's played 300, won 4 premierships at the Hawks.
That's it. So, and then JJ, for everyone would know JJ, but JJ's in, I'd say, fourth game maybe here at Coburg,
yes,
fourth VFL game.
3 games Tuck Cup and in his fourth game for VFL, so it's pretty similar levels, I'd say.
Yeah, so Jordan Lewis, 4 premierships, JJ, 4 VFL games. And JJ's had the nerve to give him the thanks champ and champed a 4-time champ in Jordan Lewis after the game. So it didn't go down too well. Jordan Lewis wasn't too happy.
No, he was not.
But yeah, we'll expect Jordan Lewis probably to be back at AFL level and JJ to keep running around with the burgers here. So well done, JJ. But moving on.
Yep. We will move on. And as we mentioned earlier, Guth, you are on the show. And we've spent a couple of minutes talking about our losses, but the podcast is about you. So first of all, run us through how you got to Coburg. From the sounds of it, it was a massive last resort. Is that true?
Maybe. It's a tough one. So I started my VFL career, I guess, at Geelong. I was there for a couple of years, kind of on their development list. And then kind of my third year, played some footy. I think I played 9 games for them.
Yeah.
And another pre-season there. Got to around about late Feb and was kind of mulling whether I'd have the same opportunity there as what I could hear, and Seb gave me a call probably early Feb, and I kind of appreciated the call, but kind of just wanted to stage along a little bit for that moment. And kind of as that month played out, I had to think about it, and I guess as a 21-year-old, I guess at that time, was thinking the next step for me was just to play a lot of VFL footy and as much VFL footy as I could, and made a decision to come to Coburg, and really glad I did.
And you've done that. You've played a lot of VFL footy since then, and you've been great for us along across many lines. So
thanks, mate.
We are absolutely wrapped.
I remember the first sighting. I think it was our last practice match of previous season. And I think there was 3 spots left on the list, and we had 1 spot left on the list, and we had 3 blokes come down and play in the practice match for it. And Guthers was obviously the one that excelled and showed that he belonged at level. But like I said, we've welcomed him into the club, and he's been an awesome addition over the past couple of years.
Yeah,
going back a little bit now, Guthers, junior footy, Sunbury Lions, was it? I think I've versed you a fair bit in the juniors. I obviously played for Kilmore, and you're a Sunbury Lions boy. How'd you find the junior footy over at Sunbury?
Good. Won 2 premierships, played every year, under 10s till under 16s. Played with a lot of good players and people I used to go to school with and still good mates, I guess. And 2 premierships were the highlight, and enjoyed my footy all the way through. I think we beat Kilmore a couple of times in that time.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
That was good fun. But 2 premierships were definitely the highlight.
And then also, did you play much basketball as a junior? I know you fancy yourself now as one of the best basketballers.
I'd actually love to know that. Or is it just a myth that like, because the word gets around that you are a good basketballer, but what's the history?
I played probably when I was real young, about till about under 12s, I reckon, and then was off until about maybe 4 years, and then came back in under 16s.
Yeah.
And enjoyed my basketball. It was probably on par, like, in terms of enjoyment with footy for a while there, and a bit of cricket as well. So it's kind of 14, 15, 16 where I took my basketball pretty seriously as well. And played a little bit representatively, but nothing too flash. But
for the Sunbury Jets?
Sunbury Jets.
The Jets.
So, the Jets.
Yeah, no, it was good times there.
The old runway.
Could take bunks one-on-one, I reckon. But
That's a shout out. But I'll back him in.
Yeah, definitely I'll back you
in. Bunks. So moving on. So obviously, family, like, everyone knows the Guthries, and you're the brother of the famous AFL reporter. Do you have any other brothers?
I have 2 other brothers. Might have heard of them. Watched Cam kind of all the way through. He played his 150th game on the weekend, actually. He's done really well. Kind of watched him, when I was growing up. Watched him all the way through TAC Cup, and then to watch him get drafted was really good, and he's gone on to play a lot of AFL footy and been pretty consistent with it. he's done really well for himself. And then yeah, my oldest brother Ben just plays local footy at Sunbury. I've played a few games with him. Actually, yeah. Broke his nose one day. We clashed heads. We were teammates, and
you broke.
I broke his nose. Yeah, we clashed heads one day on the field, and that was a bit of fun. But and then my little brother Zach got drafted or rookie listed. Pods play with him at Cannons. Was probably not a huge chance, especially at the start of the year, to get drafted. I think he didn't make the call to Cannons list when he was bottom age. And then, yeah, probably just grew a little bit and, yeah, really started to take his footy seriously and kind of fit in pretty well there. I think started playing defence, which suited him well. And he's gone on, he's played, I think, maybe 16 AFL games now. So he's kind of playing VFL mostly at the moment, but hopefully he can, yeah, put together a few games this year and if not into the future.
Fingers crossed for all those boys that keep going in their respective fields. And so as you mentioned, like, two brothers that play AFL, you play VFL, and you got another brother that plays footy. I can only imagine what the backyard would be like. Talk us through some of the competitions that you would have had in the backyard. Was it footy? Was it basketball? Cricket?
Yeah, was footy was probably really young. Like, probably footy is a very high, like, contact sport, I guess. And probably when we were very young, yes. And then when Cam started to take his footy a bit more seriously, probably only just had a little bit of a kick around. So footy wasn't as competitive then.
Had to look after him. Didn't want him to get hurt at home. Imagine telling the coaches that.
And then probably, yeah, basketball was pretty competitive. We had a few two-on-two games. And then backyard cricket as well was always very competitive. We used to do, you had to have two overs to make as many runs as you can. And then the next two would bat and bowl. And then try and chase down their score. That was kind of our go-to game, and that was always a bit of fun.
So did you pair off? You said, like, partners there. Was it, like, Cam and you, or oldest and youngest, or was there any that you sort of always went to, the same partner?
Who's in form, who's not in form?
I was kind of always Zach's match-up, and Ben was always kind of Cam's match-up. Okay. So the two oldest ones and then the two youngest ones, and I'd go with either Cam or Ben being the two older ones, and I was one of the younger ones. So it was kind of always me against Zach, and then probably the last couple of years, since we've all been similar in height, I sometimes go with Zach, but me and him are still pretty competitive against each other as well.
That's it. So I've got a couple of questions just based on the four brothers, so a couple of family questions. Out of the four, who would you say is the smartest?
Probably Ben, the oldest.
Yeah, so he's the AFL reporter, is that? That's right? Correct. Yep. All right, and then the best kick? So let's go like short, over 30-metre kick, dead eye. Hit, who would that be?
Into a corridor.
Yeah, corridor 45, chew it off, last 5 minutes of the game. Who are you backing to take that?
Probably Cam.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did a fair bit of work on his kicking growing up. Was he always a good kick?
Yeah, I reckon he was. And I reckon he's, probably kind of taking it to the next level.
Yeah.
Being in an AFL system. He's probably stronger now as well to be able to kick the ball a bit harder, a bit further as well.
Punch through it.
Get a bit more penetration. Who's your mum's favourite?
Ben as well, the oldest.
Oldest, okay. Yeah. I thought Zachy might have come in there, the little young fella, but
Zach's probably up there for dad, but but mum loves the oldest, Ben.
All right, and hardest worker?
Are we talking footy or?
We'll go footy and then in general. Footy, we might get two different answers.
Probably footy, I'd probably have to be up there, I reckon. I consider myself. But we all work pretty hard, I guess. Yeah. It's a bit like, Ben doesn't do it full time, but Cam and Zach do it full time, which they just have to work hard because that's just their job. Whereas, I probably seek it out a little bit more than what they do. Yeah. We have VFL training two or three nights a week, and I probably do probably stuff outside of it. So we probably end up doing similar hours, I guess. But theirs is a bit more kind of compulsory and in their schedule. Yeah.
Make it a couple extra dollars. I mean,
probably a few more than me at the moment.
Not too far off, Joshie Guthrie. Kobe's putting out a fair bit for Joshy. Who would be the laziest out of the four? Who sits around on a Sunday and does nothing?
Probably Cam.
Yep.
I'd be up there as well. I do like my days off, but Cam's known in our family as a pretty good sleeper. So he can probably, day after a game or something, he'll sleep in until 11 or 12 o'clock and lounge around. So he's very good at relaxing.
And last one, best all-round athlete. So you've played the footy in the backyard, basketball, cricket, tennis, whatever, golf. Obviously, you're a big golfer.
Who performs the best at everything overall? Who's number one on that list?
So, the number one athlete. I like the word athlete there. It sort of gets everything.
We're talking physical
one.
Athlete or
everything.
We're going to include the mental game as well, physically
mental,
and mentally.
Physical, performance, everything.
Yeah.
Probably Cam. Cam's pretty naturally good at most things.
Yeah.
Probably couldn't really name a sport that he's not good at.
Okay, well, that's a good answer there. I've got a couple of shout-outs here, just to change it up a bit. So my old man listens from Vietnam, Mitchie. So
that's our one from Vietnam.
Yeah, so he's our Vietnam listener. We finally tracked it down, but it is my old man. So I'll give a shout-out to old Sausage Fingers over in Vietnam. And then I've got another one for a good mate, Choco Dowling. He's a long-time listener, loves the show. He'll be sitting up in the Globe Hotel up in Deniliquin, having a pot. So do you know where Deniliquin is?
I've heard of it.
Yes.
I should know, my family's from up that way. But
yeah, up past the Victorian border, mate, just in New South Wales there. So
just on the listening charts, I should look. So we had, of course, the one from Vietnam. Shout out to whoever our listener is in Texas as well. Unreal.
Oh, no. So, yeah, we check it out now and then. And then after the last one, so Sandrick's podcast, there was one in Texas. So we're going to try and track down who it is.
Mr. Texas, let us know. Or Mrs. whatever. We'll send you out a hoodie.
But yee-haw, thank you. All right, let's move on. So Joshy Guthrie has brought in a game of his own to our podcast. So we don't usually allow this, but Josh is a smart man, so we're going to throw it over to Josh now.
All yours.
Yeah, so I had some pretty average guests so far, so I thought I'd change it up and one up on them and turn the tables a little bit and have me ask the questions and you guys answer them. So we've got great resources here. We've got paper cups. One of them says Murph and one of them says Pods, and they've both got one each. And so I'm going to ask a couple of questions, and they've got to kind of show me, and then we'll talk it into the podcast about what answer they go for. So
honesty is the best policy.
That's
here,
it.
Murph.
I'll be honest, mate. Won't lie.
Yeah, be lie. Honest with all of them. So first question is, 30 metres out on a slight angle, siren's gone, need to kick a goal to win. Who are you more confident in backing? Yeah, both going with Pods.
I just don't think Murph's got the distance from there.
Yeah, that's true. As soon as I heard 30 metres, I dropped my cup, and Podsy's done a fair bit of work on his goal kicking of late, so I will back him in there. So, yeah, Podsy's going to kick it to win the game.
And who are you taking at the club besides Murph and Pods? Who are you taking?
Ooh, do we want to agree on this? I don't. Who's Stroops? I'll go Stroops.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Old head, he played a lot of games, doesn't miss, got the best routine at the club. Back
yeah.
him in, big time player.
Yeah, I think Stroobs would be up there as well. I'll agree with you there. He's just dead-eye dick. Never misses. Whenever he finds a footy, he manages one or two goals a game every week. And natural goal kicker, plays up at Rochester in the good old Goulburn Valley. And
he's
I think
kicked a couple goals out of there.
Yeah, I think he's averaging like 60 over every year for the past 5 years. So, yep.
All right, so next question is, back to Murph and Pod's answers. Who does Patch like coaching more? Yeah, both gone for Murph.
Yeah, because you've been killing it. You've been in the Mitch and Murph line of the round recently.
Yeah, I did get in there, but I've gone myself because Pods has played every position. So sometimes that sort of means, is he not doing well in one? Let's try him somewhere else. Or does it mean he's doing well? We need to fix it here, so let's throw him around. So that's the only reason I think maybe you weren't going so well and they've thrown you around, because I think you've played ruck, full forward, full back, half back. So I'm going to go with myself there.
Murph, it's a question I'm trying to find out myself, but we'll move on.
All right. Next question is, who is better at talking to girls? Both backing themselves in.
Yeah, we'll back ourselves in there.
All right, next question. Who will finish higher in the best and fairest? Or both go on the other person. Explain.
This is our first disagreement. Oh, no, second. I don't know. Murph, I think you'll come steaming home late. Although I did play, I think you were injured for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll say injured. Just went back and just cruised around up at Seymour. So I got dropped. So I've missed four games. So that will help Podsy's favour. But I think
Podsy won the round a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
up there.
Yeah, potentially. But I think Podsy, full forward, last couple of weeks, can kick some snags. Snags are always noticeable. I haven't really hit the scoreboard, I don't think. But we'll see. We'll see where it ends up.
All right, this is a question just for Pods.
Yeah.
Pods, do you think you could bench more than Murph squats?
Oh. I'm trying to think back to what you squatted. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Murph can squat more than I can bench, because I think
Let me. You're about 110 squat up.
Please, I'm actually right on squat. But I will say we don't. A range of motion isn't quite. We don't go as low as we should. Ask Arthur's that. But no, I think I got a 140 up last time we did it. Three rep 140.
I can't even do half that. So we'll move on.
And this question is for Murph. If you give Pods a 200 meter head start and a 2K up, who's winning it?
200 meters.
Not that Pods is a bad runner, but
Murph, Pods is a pretty
Murph
good runner.
Around in
what time do you? What time are you running?
Is it on a Coburg bog track or is it on an athletics track?
We'll go. Yeah, we'll go a Coburg bog track because that's where we did it last time.
It's 6:55.
6:50. So 200. That's what 20 seconds.
What's your best, Murph?
Poor best. 6:11.
Oh.
So, but
pretty
on the
close.
But on the bog track, it slows down a bit. We'd be right on, I reckon.
We'd be finishing.
Spot on.
Be a nose in it.
All right. So we're away from the Murph and Pods questions now. Just want you to both point out an unsung hero at the club, both a player and a staff member.
Yeah. I'll go off field first. I think Nick Duray. So he just does everything behind the scenes down here, from painting the lines to doing the washing, whatever it is, and always up for a chat. So I think he'd be my off-field one. Podsy, who would your off-field one be?
I'm going to go our strength and conditioning team as a whole. They do everything right to get us on the track and get us fit during the week. Ricky, Louis, and your man Elliot. Yeah, Toddy, he's gone missing the last couple of weeks and still hasn't paid me on a bet that he owes me, so I'm on think about retracting that, but
and
no, he's a good man.
We'll jump in there. Toddy's been away and the strength and conditioning staff have taken over, and it's probably been our best three or four weeks for the strength and conditioning guys. I know you like Elliot a lot and the work he does, Guppers,
yeah,
is that
I
right?
Do. I do. I'll also shout out Maddie as well, our physio. Maddie's done a lot of great work with both myself and all of the other boys and getting me through the season so far.
And on-field unsung hero, was that the other question?
Yeah, just a player.
Let me have a think there. I'm going to jump in Kane Sugar Noonan. He's played a few games this year, just always plays his role. So I'm big for role players. Sometimes you don't quite get the reward that your Lentinis and your Bunkers do with all the footy, but the way they play within our side is worth their weight in gold, and the team won't get close to winning without those sort of guys. So yeah, I'll go with old Sugar Noonan.
I'm going to go for Mitch and Murph alumni Jack Sandrick. He runs all the off field sort of stuff where we all have some fun, and so all our functions he's behind it. All our player finds on a Monday night, he's behind it, so he does a lot of good work, and this place would be half as fun if he wasn't here.
That's it. And Guthers, do you have an on-field
one? Yeah, I'll throw in Waitey. I love Waitey. We've got our three inside mids that we kind of always talk about, Dicko, Lentz and Bunks, but I reckon Waitey's definitely in that class as well and plays his role very well and plays Coburg footy the way it should be played. So, love you, Waitey.
Do you want to tell us the real reason you like Waitey?
Me and Waitey do like our golf. We probably talk about golf more than we talk about footy. And we probably enjoy our golf more than we enjoy our footy as well, but...
Any more questions there?
We do have a couple more questions. What are the best grounds you've played at?
You go first.
I'll go first. Best ground I've played at. I played a game up north. Shep United's home ground. Deakin Reserve's pretty good, but I don't think that's quite as good as Kingutna. I'm not sure if you know where Kingutna is, but
of course we do, yeah.
Yeah, it's just it's up in the sticks, and the goalposts are pretty short, muddy. But yeah, Kingutna's got it for me. Real local footy feel.
Yeah, love that. Mine pretty similar. Played at a ground in Richmond called MCG. May have heard of it. The Grannies played there every year, and yeah, got the chance to sneak onto that ground and play a game a couple of years ago before the Richmond Adelaide Grand Final, and got to stay and watch that game, and I'm a Bomber supporter, but that was a good day watching Richmond win and hearing them sing that song. But yeah,
so similar stories.
I just got
to sink some cans by the bonfire after my game at Kingutna, and you got to watch Jack Rewalt sing with the Killers. Not bad.
Yes, that was a good day.
Next question. So we'll go with Pods first. So describe Murph as a footballer in less than five words or less.
Hardworking, honest. I'll go hardworking and honest.
And so, we got four.
Yeah, there we go.
Murph?
Five words. First one's going to be versatile. Smart. Team first.
Four words as well. Very good.
Fitting well.
And then Pods describe Murph in one word around the club. So off field, but like we're hanging around with the boys.
Genuine. I'll go genuine. Everyone, so from my first day that I come here, and I think Ty's had a pretty, Ty Browning, he's come down from Cold Cannons and pretty similar situation as me. Where, yeah, the way that Murph got around me straight away last year, and we're still good mates now, and the way that he's got around Ty, not mates, we're just business colleagues, I think, at this stage.
Mitch and Murph, if we have to.
Yeah, just his genuine care for everyone and the ability to build relationships, but this is not about Murph and I blowing up wind up each other, so we'll move on.
Murph, you got one word for Pods around the club.
He was nice to me, so we'll be nice. I think lovable would be a good word. I think everyone just loves being around Pods. Just one of them people that you want to be around. So I'll be nice to you there and be lovable.
Thanks.
And you guys are mates around the away from the club as well. So describe one word away from the club. So we're not at footy training anymore. We're just hanging out. Maybe going for coffee or something like that. So think of one word for that. Whoever wants to go first, jump in.
Mine's not, I've got two words, but big eater is going to be mine. Yes. So I've had a few brekkies and lunches, and Podsy seems to finish off my meal as well as order his usual two and a chalky shake or something like that.
No,
so big eater is what I'm going to describe you as away from the club.
I'm going to say a word that all our listeners are going to be contacting Murph to hang around, but shouter. He loves shouting, the man, and he loves buying a coffee. He loves saying, this is my shout, this one. Might be the full-time work coming in, the pay, but I'm not quite there yet with the money, so I'll keep hanging around Murph.
There we go. All right, that's so that's it for the questions there, Guthers. That's good. I like that. And new thing we've brought to the show. But back to you, more importantly. TAC Cup, did you play a bit of Calder Cannons footy before heading down to Geelong, or was it more just local footy for you?
Mostly local footy. I played one game at Calder and got dropped, so... Struggled a bit.
Well, that's one game more than me, and that's better than me, so well done there, Cuthers.
Yeah, pretty similar experience at Calder Cannons for me as well, so we've all been snubbed there, so we'll move on.
Do you play 50 games at Calder?
Nah, 37.
What's the most? We worked it out.
I think Asher Arrowsmith, so I think he played, this. I think he was like early 2010s, like late 2000s. I think he played every game, 17s, 18s, and 19s. So I could be so seasons, wrong. I could be so wrong here, but I think he won a best on ground for a granny as well.
Fair effort there.
Yeah, fair effort. So, fair career. Did get drafted to West Coast, but got injured in the end and never played a game or very little games. I should be more research, but yeah. So no, I'm not winning it. Ty Browning played more games than me, I think, at Calder. Because he played every game, bottom age, top age, and then six as a 19-year-old. And I only played six or seven games as a bottom ager. So there you go, Ty. He's more of a Calder man.
Well, let's move on from the Calder Cannons footy factory. We'll get back to you, Guthers, here. Obviously, Mitch and Murph Team of the Year is a segment we run and we've done with our last three guests, and you're the next one up. Two questions I'm going to put forward to you. Best player you've played with and the best player you've played against.
And just before we get into it, I will refresh our team. So we got Alex Pierce at the fullback, Luke Ryan off a halfback flank, Big Nanky in the ruck. We got Clayton Oliver in the mid, Jordan Degoe in the forward pocket, and Hugh McCluggage still on the bench. But your footy's been better this month, Hugh, so I think you might be coming into a forward pocket rotation soon.
There you go. So best one you played with and best one you played against. Interesting. Interested to hear from this. So let us know, Garth.
I played one practice match with Joel Selwood.
Oh,
I think he'll probably get a starting spot on that team.
Oh, you reckon we can squeeze him in?
I remember he did probably had an injury play pre-season and didn't get to play like JLT that pre-season. But then there's a week in between JLT and round one, and I don't think he got up for the JLT game. But that week in between, they just wanted him to get a game in, and I think he had something like 36 and kicked two. And
I love that.
Saw him up close. He took a couple of like real big hits, and like bounce just like just a practice match. Like it was still so hard at it. And but he's a very good man as well. He's team player, and I think he'll make his way into that team. Maybe even captain, I reckon.
That's a good call.
I'll put it now. I don't think we'll get, unless someone's played with Hodgie, but I doubt
it. Is anyone crossed? Hodgie might have played a couple of games at Box Hill. Choi's old enough and potentially. So we might just hold off on the captain's call.
He's in the leadership group, I'd say. Yeah.
So what do you reckon? Straight in the guts for old Joel Selwood?
Yeah, he's in the guts.
I think so.
He's in the guts.
All right. And then best player you played against. So you would have played some good sides over the time. So who have you played against?
Well, we all played against Jordan Lewis on the weekend. He was pretty good. But I think that there's a lot of boys that'll be able to say him, so I won't take him. Round one last year against Casey, we played against a star-studded Casey team. And I remember spending a bit of time on Angus Brayshaw, and he worked very hard, was a very good player and very tough to play against, and went on to come third in the round one as well.
Huge year at AFL level.
Even though he was playing round one VFL against us, so pretty sure I have
to say him. Where do we? He's a wing,
Angus
wing sort of player. Angus Brayshaw. Andy, sorry.
We better not have Andy. Andy's got a bit of work to do to catch Angus.
I think he's slot in there somewhere.
Yeah, we might be able to work out. We'll have a look at the positions because obviously we've got a fair few spots to fill. But
I'm thinking a winger, like sort of behind the ball, maybe. Yeah,
you can rotate on ball, whatever it is. But the sides coming together now. We've got some guns through there, so interesting to see how we go for the rest of the year and who else we can get in there. Some more questions for you, Guthers. This is our live quick fire question segment, so we do this with all our guests as well. So just the first answer that comes to mind. So age?
23.
Nickname?
Guth or Guthers.
G-Train.
Yeah, G-Train gets
around. I haven't been called that much.
He's lying. We always call him G-Train. Junior footy club?
Sunbury Lions.
Current local footy club?
Still Sunbury Lions.
Favourite sportsman? Any sport? Who's the number one?
Probably Kobe Bryant, I reckon.
Okay, so basketball fan, obviously.
Yeah, I do like my basketball. Probably Chris Judd. I'd have to be up there as well. It'd be hard to split those two.
Yep, okay. And just quickly while on the basketball, MVP was announced today. What did you think of the winner, Giannis?
I think Harden's numbers has been snubbed, really. I think he's by far the best offensive player in the league. Whether defense comes into it is another issue, but
I think it does.
Yeah,
but I think Harden's defense is very quickly blown over. You know, I don't think it's as bad as what people make it out.
It's inconsistent.
It's inconsistent,
but it can be good as well.
I think so.
And for Jesse Crigliano, what were your thoughts on Russ not being in the top three?
Russ had a pretty average year.
Yeah.
Russ had an average career, really.
Jesse would love
he's
that.
He's a stat hunter.
Sorry, Rigard, but my theory on Russ is that he passes for assists, not to run the offense. So,
yes.
But no, he'd be very, very tough to guard if he's coming down at you in transition. I think he'd be bloody hard to stay in front of.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Next question. Best teammate and why?
Best teammate. Can I say Waitsy again?
Yep, you can go with Waitsy, the golfer.
Yeah, I like talking to Waitsy. I like playing with Waitsy. I think an underrated teammate is Lentz. Lentz feeds me the ball a lot.
It's because he's always bloody got it.
Gets a lot of it.
It's a fair chance he's giving it to everyone on the team.
Being a backman, I'm behind the ball a little bit, and he's good at feeding back to me. So probably half my stats this year are a credit to Lentz. Getting it for me and, handball it to me.
I agree with you there. All my touches are Lentz's, so thanks for the 11 touches per game, Lentz. Worst teammate and why? Any bad habits or just
people rat, just annoy maybe, you in general?
Yeah, little rat packs floating around potentially, Guthers or anything like that.
Well, there is a Sunbury rat pack that I'm involved in, and Billy told me to shout that out, so I'll shout that out.
You blokes are like good blokes, Sunbury rat packs. Like, I know some real Sunbury rat packs, and
we've got a good bunch.
We got the best three from Sunbury ever.
So who consists of the rat pack?
Myself, Tyce Lever, Billy Canola. I'll shout out Mitch Conn as well, who was with us last year.
Yeah. Miss Mitch Conn. I miss him so much. He's a great teammate. We didn't get to worst teammate.
Good question.
Worst teammate, why? Is there...
I won't point out one teammate. I'll point out one habit that a few guys have. And often I'm sitting in the physio room waiting to be treated. And some guys are very good at sliding in front of you. You can sit there for a while. Maddie's talking away and treating someone. And a few people are very good at coming in and just somehow making their way in front of you. Probably two guys that are good at it. Tyson Old is very good at it. He just comes in and just
underrated,
expects to be treated. And then Rigger is also very good about it. But he's very subtle the way he does it. I think he, being a physio himself, he kind of likes to talk to Matty about different issues and stuff. Then somehow, I look back 2 minutes later, he's on the table.
He's wheezed in there. Yeah,
Matty's just treating him. So, yeah, shout out to those two.
Sneaky little man.
There's a few boys that are pretty good at it.
All right. And your worst individual habit?
Probably just general procrastination sometimes, just stuff that builds up over time and never get it done. But I don't have anything too bad, I wouldn't think.
Okay.
I love that you mentioned procrastination. It flows into my next point so well. Do you plan on finishing uni anytime soon? You've been at uni a little bit.
I've been at uni a long time.
How many years?
This is my 60 year now.
And the course should have been how many?
4 years.
4 years.
So, it took 2 years to do second year, and then taking two cracks to do second semester of last year. So that's...
To be fair, Guthies is doing a really hard course and...
Very hard, I'll agree.
Very, very hard course, and only the very best can get through and do well in it. So you're doing well to be where you are.
Thank you, mate.
So for those who didn't really get that, I've finished the same course that Guthies is doing at the moment. So Guthies started the year above me and was kind enough to stay back and do a year with me at uni. So obviously we become close mates, and he wouldn't want to leave Mitchie out. So Mitchie's coming through the course as well, and he's going to cross over with Mitch. So awesome stuff there.
I'll probably finish it before I do.
we never know. We'll see what happens. Bruce Juice, you work at Bruce Juice part-time, obviously, when you're not at the footy club or at uni. Is that right?
That's correct.
So whereabouts, which Bruce Juice is that?
I work mostly at the airport. There's two ones at the airport. I work in the kind of the new terminal, Terminal 4. And then every so often do a shift at Southern Cross as well. So it's owned by the same people. Yeah. Southern Cross is very cold because it's outdoors. Yeah. But the airport has very early hours as well. So you have a fair few early wake-ups.
And from someone that works behind the bar and coming from someone that loves a boost every now and then, what is the best combo? Is there any like behind, back of house secrets? Or
it's not up on the normal ordering boards for me, Mitch, if we went in.
There's a lot that have kind of come through the menu over time and gone off. So you have, you're pretty standard ones on the menu. And then a few have kind of come in over time and then gone off the menu, just probably due to not being as popular as some. My favourite is the Wonder Melon. I do like my watermelon. It's probably my favourite fruit. And it's got some strawberries in there, amongst some other things. So that's probably my favourite. But you can't go wrong with Boost Juice. So, yeah, get down to the airport. And next time you fly out of Terminal 4, buy one and you might see me there.
And we are sponsored by Boost Juice. So thank you for getting on board, Boost. And we will be sending you the hoodies as arranged very soon.
That's it. Girlfriend Guthies, do you have a girlfriend at the moment?
I do.
Would you like to shout out or no?
Yeah, shout out to Jess. Jess is in Europe at the moment, actually. She's in France. Yesterday saw the Eiffel Tower, which is something she's always wanted to do. But we've been together for 6 years now. So, yeah.
So same length you've been at uni, you've been with your missus.
And Jess, if Jess was it?
Yes, it is.
We will be able to check whether you listened or not, because we do have the global
tracker.
Global tracker, and we do have a Vietnam, a USA listener, and I hope to see one in France, please.
That's it. So we spoke about golf earlier. Obviously, you love your golf and play pretty regularly. You spoke about you and Waitsy before. Do you have a favourite golf course? And if so, how many times a week do you try and have a hit, whether it's chip in the backyard? I know you set the bucket up and try and chip some balls in there. Or go out and play. How often would you get out and have a hit?
Probably slowed down at the moment due to physio's instructions, and had a bit of trouble throughout the year with my hips. So that is probably because I was playing golf over summer, probably up to 4 or 5 days a week, I reckon, a couple of times. On average throughout a year, I reckon I'd probably maybe play about 1 to 2 rounds a week. But yeah, can certainly peak in summer and sometimes play upward of 3 or 4 rounds.
And you Goonawarra local?
Yeah, Goonawarra is my local club.
Yeah.
Best golf course, sorry, I've got to come back to that question. I probably would say Goonawarra is my favourite course. I played a lot and know the yardages very well. And I played Kerr Lewis a couple of times, which is down Geelong Way. My brother's a member down there. 13th Beach is another one that I've played, which is a pretty nice course. But haven't really branched out too much, I think. I'll have to in the future at some stage.
And just quickly back to footy, what are your thoughts on head coach Lee, midfield coach Chad, and back coach Oz, and the way they go about their coaching.
No, they're all very good. They've just walked into the room, so I better say something nice.
We got the live audience coming.
No, they're doing a very good job. Patch and Oz were here last year, and I think they've been a big credit as to why we've improved a lot over the last couple of years. And then Chad came in over the summer and has been very, very good, brought some new ideas and certainly some stuff that I agree with. Not privileged enough to be in his midfield group. Stuck with Ozzy in the backs group at the moment, but the midfielders are doing quite well, so I think that's a credit to Chad.
They're on top of everything at the moment. And as we said earlier, high footy IQ. What, give us some, a lot of rule changes of recent. Thoughts on the 666, 50-metre penalty, all the protected space involved with that. Give us your thoughts, because I'd love to pick your brain on this.
I think they're all good changes. 666 is good for keeping teams in games late. There have been a couple of examples in the AFL this year where we haven't been able to have, or teams haven't been able to have 8 or 9 players behind the ball and kicking into congestion. So I think that's good at keeping the game alive late. It's probably not good for me because last year I played that role a couple of times where I was a seventh defender dropping back.
And playing on no-one, garden grass. Yeah, pretty easy.
Exactly. And the 50-metre penalty one is good as well. I think that speeds the game up and used to be almost an advantage a little bit at times, I think, to give away a 50-metre penalty because it would slow teams up.
Yeah.
So I think being able to kind of kick whenever you want and run as fast as you want and potentially draw another 50-metre penalty is probably leading to more goals. And what was the last one?
And what do you think is the any other rule changes you'd like to see go forward?
You could pick maybe one rule that you reckon could be beneficial to our game. What do you reckon it might
could be? Could be none. You could think that Gil's hit it on the nail of the head, but what do you reckon?
I'm sure Gil would like a compliment. He hasn't had too many of those. Poor bugger.
That's a good question. I think, yeah, they're doing a pretty good job, really. I do like that they've brought the in-the-back rule back, where you can kind of lean your hands a little bit. Even though I'm a defender, which makes it hard for me. Forwards can get dangerous over the back. But I think, yeah, any rules that are going to kind of open the game up and lead to more goals, like the protected area thing, where we're going to be able to get the ball inside a little bit more because the man on the mark can't creep around as much. I think the AFL is going in a good direction.
Yep.
That's it. So obviously we've said high footy IQ.
Actually, I will add the below the knees rule. I reckon
slide in.
Yeah, there's a difference between slide in and just bending down to pick the ball up. Yeah. I think that needs to be touched up.
They need it's hard when they make rules that are so indecisive and so unclear. But whatever, Guth said it, so they better do it.
Yeah, whatever Guth says goes. Yeah, higher footy IQ. To me, I see you, once footy's done, once you're done playing, potentially becoming a coach, whether that's a senior coach, development coach, or a one-on-one coach, whatever it might be, I think you, from my opinion, be involved in the game. Do you have any ambitions like that?
Yeah, not something I think about too much. I think most of the time when I'm learning about footy now, it's to put in practice on the field. But yeah, I think I see the game pretty well. Enjoy helping people and explaining kind of what I know to others. So definitely down the track, that could be something I'll look at. But I've got to get through my podiatry course first. And, I think when I finish up with my own footy, I think I'm a good chance to try and get into a coaching role somewhere.
Yeah, so the next question, a part of that one was, I was listening to Fox Footy the other night, it was a podcast, actually a podcast, one of our rival podcasts. Obviously, we're still just ahead of him, but
just
Scott Pendlebury's got one, the Jock and Giano, so we'll give him a shout-out because he'll give us a shout-out on his next one. And they had Jared Ruffhead on, and Pendle's asked him if he was an AFL recruiter and had to choose a kid based on one trait, what would it be? And Jared Ruffhead's answer was a risk-taker. If he was going to draft someone, it would be a risk taker. If I could put that question to you, like one aspect or trait from a kid, is there a word or something you could put forward to us that you would describe them if you were going to get them onto your side?
Yeah.
I think probably a guy that's good at thinking about the game and is able to listen to coaches and be able to implement what is expected of them onto the field.
Yeah.
And then I like a guy that can take a contested mark as well. Not that I've taken many this year, but I think when you kind of have to bail out down the line, or if you're a forward or a defender that can drift across and kind of be third man up and take a contested mark, I think they're pretty valuable players.
Contested marks are very important.
They are very important because we are on the table, Garth, I don't know if you know, but we have the best contested mark to height ratio at the club. So Murphy's a little man, but he can take a good grab when needed. Uncontested marks are not quite as good as his contested marks, as it turns out, though.
When I lead out to the fat side on the wing, if you could just put it out in front of me, then it would be uncontested, but you sit it on my head and make me do the hard work. So that's probably why I'll blame the footy coming towards me. VFL footy, enjoying your time at Coburg at the moment?
I am, yeah. We'd like some more wins, obviously, and we chatted a lot around the club about how we've been really close a lot of times, but yeah, I genuinely think that in comparison to kind of this time last year, we've come a long way. I think kind of our next step is just really learning how to, one, play consistent footy. So we've kind of had kind of little patches in games where we let other teams score quite quickly against us. And then the other thing is just being able to kind of, when we are playing our good footy, continue to play that and be able to lead it out into winning a game of footy. And learning how to win is a bit different to learning how to play, I think. And being able to kind of adjust to different scenarios and play them well and play them smart and hopefully finish on top on the scoreboard.
Yeah, that's the next step for us as a team. You mentioned it earlier a little bit, your injury, the sort of undiagnosed injury, but a little bit of load management in there for a little bit, but just more out of my curiosity, what actually happened? What was the go and how's it all tracking now?
It's kind of been just a bit of an issue kind of since about round one, really. Kind of just get a bit of pain kind of in my groins on and off, and it's kind of one of those things where you can take, you know, 4 or 5 weeks off footy and hopefully it's pretty good, but decided to not do that this year and want to obviously keep playing. So I had a couple of weeks off with it after the bye, which helped, and starting to feel a bit better now, but it's definitely a management thing, and not being able to train is a bit frustrating, and kind of doing about half of the sessions and prioritising the kilometres I'm getting in a game, which is good. And as I shouted out Maddie earlier, and the strength and conditioning coaches that Pod shouted out, they're doing a lot of great work with me, and it's helping me get out on the field every week. It's been really good.
So you said frustrating that you can't train Tuesdays and Thursdays. I reckon that's a lie. So you get to stay inside Tuesday, Thursdays while me and Mitchie are out in the cold rain, windy at Coburg. Then all Guthers has to do is rock up on Saturday and Sunday for the 2 hours and get through the game. I reckon that's a pretty good deal, if you ask me.
Pretty good. I would not mind that at all. So going forward for the rest of the year, you mentioned as a team that you want to see some wins on the board, but what about for yourself? What are some goals for the rest of the year?
I think I've had a solid year. Just being consistent with it and probably start to step up a little bit in terms of just really impacting games. I've probably been thereabouts where I haven't done too much wrong, but probably haven't really taken a game and really tried to win it for the team this year, and hopefully I can start to do that. And I think we've got a few boys that have the ability to do that as well, and I think once kind of one or two guys are playing good footy, it can kind of drag others along with them. And some of our best games this year, everyone's played really well, and then some of our worst games, it's kind of been struggled to name our best players a couple of times. So I think if one or two guys can really start to step up, other guys can do that as well, and hopefully, as I said before, it can lead to us winning some games of footy.
100%.
Most definitely. Well, that's it, Guthers. So thanks for coming in, mate, and thanks to all the listeners again. Five episodes down now of Mitch and Murph, and the support has been massive on the socials. And as we said, we've obviously had some international listeners, which is huge, and we'll keep the tracker on. So if you pop up, you won't go unnoticed. We will find you on the tracker. We've got a huge couple of weeks coming up. So I think, Mitch, we're going to get in our first non-player. Come in.
Potentially.
So staff member / might be a coach, might be one of the HP high performance staff.
Could be anyone.
Could even be Vance. Who knows? The beanies, the hats and the hoodies are still available. We've still got some left, and we've got our second order coming in soon. So they were in high demand, so let us know. But that's 5 episodes down. We're nearly halfway through the footy season, and we're just going to keep tracking on. So let's keep doing it. Well done, lads.
Very good.